Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. Just going to give you a brief update on our the workings of our stakeholder group for the resident and non-residents. We had our first meeting back on December 17th, right before Christmas. It's our first of two. We've got our second meeting actually coming up tomorrow afternoon, where we hope to finalize things. But just wanted to give you a little bit of background on what transpired at that meeting. And Commissioner Jensen, where I miss, you can certainly help me fill in the gaps. We started the meeting by talking with the group and going over our charter, which is, I believe, the document that that helps guide that conversation with the stakeholder group. First and foremost, this is not a group that has decision-making authority. They aren't going to decide how any resident or non-resident licenses are allocated. They do not have the ability to craft a proposal. Anything that comes out of this work group is going to be a recommendation to the commission. It will come to you guys. You can obviously, just like with anything else, edit it, delete, add, whatever your desire is. So we spent quite a little time talking about that and the need to not go down some of these rabbit holes with some of our personal interests and talk specifically about the task at hand. And that is, what is the criteria that should be used for making resident and non-resident license allocations? And that goes a lot of different directions. But we wanted to put together this list of criteria and be able to bring to you, hopefully in March, that list. And again, not as a proposal, but just as an information item. And then you guys can and do what you wish to with that list. As we move through the conversation, it came around to, you know, how do we want to work as a group? What do we want to come away with? What is our work product? And what we ended up with at the end of the day was six major themes that we think should guide the rest of our conversation tomorrow. And these six major themes, we hope to add some more details to that tomorrow and actually flesh them out and be able to give you a document to work from. But those six major themes that we identified, as the group identified, was demand for licenses. You know, how much resident and non-resident demand is there? The recruitment, retention, reactivation, R3. We talk about that all the time. And how should R3 play into that decision-making process for license allocation? The next one was species abundance. Are the species that we're talking about, are they above or below management goals? And that should have, hopefully, an impact on how licenses are allocated. Demand for access, that was the fourth topic that we talked about. Demand for access, you can go a lot of different ways. You can talk about crowding, you can talk about quality hunting, you can talk about just how many individuals are on the landscape. And we believe that we need to flesh this out and hopefully be able to give you some good criteria on that topic as well. Number five was social acceptance of residents and non-residents. I wouldn't be surprised to see this one get changed just a little bit. It's a little bit nebulous right now. But overall, we're talking about what is the resident tolerance for the number of non-residents that would participate in any individual activity in the state. Number six was economics. We've talked about that at length, and we spent quite a bit of time talking about it in our discussion on the 17th. That could be the economic impact to game, fish, and parks. It could be the economic impact to local communities or the state or landowners or outfitters. How should this play into any decision that this commission makes? But there's a lot of different economic impacts that are out there. But the overall heading of just economics, we know we need to put a little more meat on that bone. Finally, another one that I think we probably will spend a little time reworking a little bit, habitat and status of habitat. We've had a lot of conversation around habitat, and I'm not sure what are the details that are going to come forward out of this discussion that will help you make those decisions, but hopefully we're going to get to them tomorrow afternoon and get them fleshed out. So anyway, that's kind of the main themes that we came up with our working group. Again, we're going to meet tomorrow at 1:30 in the Matthews Training Center. We did have a couple of individuals that came to listen in on the conversation last month. That worked out great. Anybody that is willing to drive to Pierre or show up, you're more than welcome to listen. And as we bring that forward, hopefully in March, We feel like that's going to be the right time for individuals to take a look at what is actually on the piece of paper and provide that public comment. I think as I've talked with Commissioner Jensen, we feel like that's the best format, is to bring it to the commission, open it up for public comment, have individuals, whether that be 30 or 60 days, to be able to comment and say, yes, I like this, no, I don't like that, this needs to change, as well as the input that the commission has. So, Mr. Chair, that's what I have for an update on the resident, non-resident discussion, unless you've got something to add.
Well, it's a good report, and all I might add is an email went out 2-3 days ago, and I think you know how many people it went out to, but I think thousands, telling them what we're doing and yeah, essentially asking them what they think.
Yeah, Commissioner, I'm sorry I missed that. Yeah, it did go out, and I actually don't know the number. I would have to ask Emily, but or Chris. 150,000. There you go. I just got smarter. Yeah, definitely. We're all starting to see that. But yeah, that's what we want, is that feedback. We've had a few folks that asked how they can participate. And again, I kind of gave them the same answer that I gave you. Right now, we're just trying to get some structure underneath this thing. And we, in a month from now or a few weeks from now, we will have something for you to look at and to participate and comment on. So.
Questions? Commissioner.
Commissioner Boyd here.
Boyd.
One quick question about the composition of the group. Tell us a little bit about the categories of people involved, anglers, landowners, business, and so forth.
You bet, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Boyd, I'm gonna have to do this off the top of my head because I didn't bring my sheet along. We have a couple of just individual sportsmen that don't have any affiliation to another organization. We've got a couple of outdoor affiliation, South Dakota Walleyes Unlimited, Wildlife Federation, South Dakota Waterfowl Association. We have some tourism. We have the South Dakota Retailers. We have the Department of Tourism, state. We have the Black Hills Badlands and Lakes. And as well, we have the chamber representative from the Northeast, Glacial Lakes. Yes, there we go. I'm sorry, I can't. So there's a wide representation here. The tourism industry, the outdoor industry. We've got Jim Falstick, who's a landowner and outdoorsman and very conservation minded, but also has some commercial hunting interests as well. So he seems to bring a lot of different views to the table. So. That's the ones I can remember off the top of my head.
Everybody that was asked attended, and it was really a good discussion, I thought.
Yeah, we didn't know exactly where we were going to start with, and I think we made quite a bit of progress, and hopefully we'll be as productive tomorrow and be able to wrap things up and come back with a document in March.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we go to number six and department-sponsored legislation. Tony.
Oh, yes.
I should remind people, if you want to speak today during public hearing or open forum, would you sign up? You need to sign up, and we have the sheets. Rachel has them over here. So please sign up if you're going to talk with us. Thank you. Tony.
Good afternoon, Chairman.